Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father, and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We focus today upon the little parable Jesus tells in the gospel lesson. A man had a fig tree planted in his vineyard, and he came seeking fruit on it, but found none. So he said to the vine dresser, "Look, for 3 years now I've been seeking fruit on this fig tree, and I find none. Cut it down. Why should it use up the ground?" But he answered him, "Sir, let it alone this year also, until I dig around it and put on manure. Then, if it should bear fruit next year, well and good. But if not, you can cut it down." Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, I know I'm preaching on this little parable of Jesus today, but I think we've got to start with a verse leading up to it. There in verse 7, Jesus says, "I tell you, but unless you repent, you will all likewise perish." The parable that follows it then is all about God's patience. God's patience in waiting for us and all people to repent. But you know, I feel like I've got to pause here and speak a little bit about my impatience. My impatience in particular with those who misuse the word repent. They use it like it is focusing upon our sin and getting us to be lamenting all the more what a wretched person I am. Woe is me. I'm sorry. I'll try harder. I'm so bad. But I'm sorry. That just misses the point. You see, that's all law. And the law always condemns us. And believe it or not, God's patience is not focused on our condemnation, but upon our reconciliation, our justification, our restoration. And that really is what repentance is all about. It focuses not so much on what we are turning away from, but what we are being turned toward. It's about us being turned by the Spirit to Christ, to His cross and His empty tomb. Repentance is the act of God turning us so that rather than facing condemnation, we are seeing Jesus, who's there saving us. You see, if this doesn't happen, we will all perish. But as you know, God wants all to be saved and to come to the knowledge of truth. How does 2 Timothy 2 talk about it? It says, God desires all people to be saved and to come to the knowledge of truth, for there is one God and there is one mediator between God and men, Jesus Christ, who gave himself as a ransom for all. Now, to make this point, Jesus tells this little story. A man had a fig tree planted in his vineyard. He came seeking fruit on it and found none. So he said to the vine dresser, "Look, for 3 years now I have come seeking fruit on this tree, but I find none. Cut it down. Why should it use up the ground?" But he answered him, "Sir, let it alone this year also, until I dig around it and put on manure. Then, if it should bear fruit next year, well and good. But if not, you can cut it down." Now, like last week, I don't want you to get caught up with the numbers so much. It's just illustrating God's patience. In the story, the orchard owner has a tree in his orchard that is not producing. It's just taking up space. So he says, "Hey, this tree should be bearing fruit by now. Get rid of it. Let's replace it with a new one that will give fruit." But the caretaker says to the owner, "Let's not be too hasty. Give me a chance to work on it some more. I will give it very special care. I think there's still hope that it will produce fruit. Wait until I give up. Just not yet." You see, the caretaker had great patience for that tree. But you see, the patience was not about condemning the tree, but saving the tree, restoring the tree. And that is precisely what Jesus is up to this morning in you and me. He is giving us his personal, diligent attention, his tireless effort in turning us to see him and what he offers: salvation, life, peace, joy. He comes to us in his word. He comes to us in the sacrament. He listens as we pray, but he also wants us to be listening to him, because you see, his word gives life. That's why daily devotions, reading God's word on a regular basis, are so important. Why we keep emphasizing our FHL small group ministries for adults, flock for the children, cross training for youth. God in Christ Jesus is active in these settings, working repentance. But I remember again the focus and the purpose of repentance. It's not so that you feel bad about yourself. Woe is worthless, despicable me. No, repentance is about turning our face toward Jesus and then receiving all that Jesus gives: life, strength, joy, purpose to our living, restoration, forgiveness, and a whole lot more. And you know, as he does this, we come to recognize the depravity of our natural way, and we walk away from that depravity. In fact, we start on a whole new journey that takes us in a whole new direction. Walking with Jesus. Following Jesus. Walking in the way of true life. Yes, Jesus is here right now giving each and every one of you his personal, special attention. Do you remember what the caretaker says in the parable? He says, "Sir, let it alone this year also, until I dig around it and put on manure. Then, if it should bear fruit next year, well and good." Now, it may feel strange, perhaps even a little offensive, to refer to God's word and sacrament as manure. But consider this. Manure looks worthless. It's often despised by people. But it is a wonderful natural fertilizer. God's word and sacrament are much the same. They appear to be worthless. They're despised by many. But God has promised to be at work in them, at work through them, producing fruit in you and me and many others. To many of you, those FHL small groups may look like manure to you. But I tell you what, God is at work in them and seeks to be at work in you in one of them as well. Because you see, as the Holy Spirit works repentance in us, two very important things happen. The burdens that we are carrying start to become lighter. You may wonder what's going on, but it's pretty simple. With the focus off of ourself and on to Jesus, he lifts and carries those burdens, and we are set free. And as this happens, we start to see the burdens of others who are around us, who are struggling. We hurt for them. We reach out to them. We become caretakers like that one in the story. We pray to God, God, be patient with them. Give me a chance to give them some special added care. And oh, what a joy it is to be freed to patiently bring the message of repentance to people who struggle. You see, those people who are struggling, they're already feeling bad about themselves. That turning they need, the repentance they need, well, it's all about seeing Jesus. Seeing Jesus giving to them his personal, diligent attention, his tireless effort to help them and to release them from their struggles. Perhaps through you, with the assistance of others, using the manure of God's word, trusting that he will work in them as he is at the same time working in you. Listen, my friends, one more time to Jesus telling the story and note the owner, the vine dresser or caretaker, the tree, the manure, and the fruit. A man had a fig tree planted in his vineyard. He came seeking fruit on it, but found none. So he said to the vine dresser, "Look, for 3 years now I have come seeking fruit on this tree, and I find none. Cut it down. Why should it use up the ground?" But he answered him, "Sir, let it alone this year also, until I dig around it and put on manure. Then, if it should bear fruit next year, well and good." Where, my friends, do you find yourself in this story? What effect is our Lord's personal, diligent, patient effort having upon you? What burdens is he lifting? How is he changing your focus? What blessing is he seeking to impart to you today and tomorrow forever? Because that's what he's doing as he turns us to him. Patiently, forever. In Jesus' name, amen. And may the peace and power of God be with you, holding you close, seeking him this day and always. Amen.